From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the latest North Korean missile launch heads to the United Nations. As the UN Security Council prepares once again to discuss a North Korean missile test, leader Kim Jong-un said Wednesday Pyongyang will not place its nuclear or its missile program on the negotiating table. Quoting Kim, the KRT newsreader said the North will not flinch even one inch from the road to bolster its nuclear force unless the U.S. hostile policy and nuclear threat to North Korea are terminated. Tuesday, the North said it successfully tested an intercontinental ballistic missile, an assessment shared by South Korea and the United States. That launch has triggered concern and condemnation around the world. It is unclear whether it means North Korea now has a missile that can reach the U.S., but the test shows Pyongyang has achieved a crucial milestone in its effort to develop its nuclear weapons capability.
Tuesday in Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping promised to strengthen their alliance against an increasingly defiant North Korea.
We have agreed to robustly promote our joint initiative to find a solution to the Korean issue based on the Russian step-by-step program and the Chinese ideas of concurrently freezing North Korea's nuclear activity, as well as the United States and South Korea's large joint military exercises.
On Friday, speaking at the White House alongside South Korea's president, Trump declared the U.S. has run out of patience with North Korea.
The era of strategic patience with the North Korean regime has failed.
The North Korea issue is likely to be front and center when Putin, Xi, and the other G20 leaders meet with the U.S. president in Hamburg.